DeepEnglish.com.
Second Chances, Active Speaking Part B. While cloning may be giving second chances to some wealthy dog owners, we don't all get second chances in life. Who is cloning giving second chances to? Cloning is giving second chances to wealthy dog owners. Our second story jumps tracks to the world of human mothers and questions whether we all deserve a second chance. What jumps tracks? The second story jumps tracks. People like to believe that no matter what mistakes you've made in your life, you can change. Do people like to believe that no matter what mistakes you've made in your life, you can change? Yes, people like to believe that no matter what mistakes you've made in your life, you can change. Your past does not equal your future. Barbara Harris would disagree. What does not equal your future? Your past does not equal your future. Who would disagree? Barbara Harris would disagree. She has created an NGO that has paid for the sterilization of thousands of drug-addicted mothers. Who has created an NGO? Barbara has created an NGO. What has the NGO paid for? The NGO has paid for the sterilization of thousands of drug-addicted mothers. These women have been given operations that will prevent them from ever having a baby again. What will the operations prevent the women from doing? The operations will prevent the women from ever having a baby again. Barbara has compared these women to dogs that don't deserve a second chance at motherhood. Has Barbara compared the women to victims? No, Barbara hasn't compared the women to victims. She has compared the women to dogs. While Barbara has been painted as a villain by some, there's another side to her story. Has Barbara been painted as a villain? Yes, Barbara has been painted as a villain. Is there another side to her story? Yes, there is another side to her story. Barbara was a 37-year-old waitress and mother of six boys in 1989. How old was Barbara in 1989? Barbara was 37 years old in 1989. How many children did she have? She had six children. She began to think about how much she would love to have a daughter. Was she thinking about how she would love to have another son? No, she wasn't thinking about how she would love to have another son. She was thinking about how she would love to have a daughter. She contacted an adoption agency and was introduced to an 8-month-old baby named Destiny. What was the baby named? The baby was named Destiny. How old was the baby? The baby was 8 months old. She met Destiny and immediately fell in love with her. What happened when she met Destiny? When she met Destiny, she immediately fell in love with her. Before she could take the little girl home, the adoption agency said there was something she needed to know. What did the adoption agency say? The adoption agency said there was something she needed to know. Destiny's birth mother was addicted to heroin and other drugs while she was pregnant. What was she addicted to? She was addicted to heroin and other drugs. Was she addicted while she was pregnant? Yes, she was addicted while she was pregnant. Because of the effects of these drugs, Destiny would forever be mentally and physically challenged. Why would Destiny be forever challenged? Destiny would be forever challenged because of the effects of these drugs. Barbara didn't care and took the 8-month-old home anyway. Did Barbara refuse to take her? No, Barbara didn't refuse to take her. Barbara didn't care and took the 8-month-old home anyway. Just a few months later, the agency called Barbara and said that Destiny's birth mother had just given birth to a baby boy while being hooked on heroin during the pregnancy. When did the agency call Barbara? The agency called Barbara just a few months later. What was Destiny's birth mother still hooked on? Destiny's birth mother was still hooked on heroin. Barbara now had 7 children, but she felt that Destiny and this boy belonged together, so she agreed to take him too. Why did she agree to take the baby boy? She agreed to take the baby boy because he was Destiny's brother, and she felt they belonged together. Destiny's brother suffered a lot as a baby. He was extremely sensitive to light and noises. Who suffered a lot? Destiny's brother suffered a lot. What was he sensitive to? He was sensitive to light and noises. He vomited and cried incessantly due to the drugs in his system. What did he do incessantly? He vomited and cried incessantly. Why did he vomit and cry incessantly? He vomited and cried incessantly due to the drugs in his system. 1 year later, Barbara got another call from the adoption agency. What happened 1 year later? 1 year later, she got another call from the adoption agency. Again, Destiny's birth mother had given birth to another baby while using drugs. What happened again? Again, Destiny's birth mother had given birth to another baby while using drugs. Barbara took him too. Unbelievably, a year later, Barbara heard the same story. The birth mother, still using drugs, had given birth to another baby. Did Destiny's mother stop having babies? No, Destiny's birth mother didn't stop having babies. She had another baby. Did Destiny's birth mother stop using drugs while pregnant? No, Destiny's birth mother didn't stop using drugs while pregnant.